Victoria, Kansas has just over 1,000 residents, but it's always been noteworthy for the cattle that were raised here and the church that grew here. We stop for a visit on this edition of the American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
The English were the first to settle the town of Victoria, Kansas in the mid-1800s. In fact, they established the first Angus cattle herd here. But a couple of decades later, another group of immigrants settled here as well.
In 1876, our ancestors, the Volga Germans, Catherine the Great, promised our people amnesty from war and freedom of religion.
Cora Schulte says her ancestors were excellent farmers as well. Another reason Catherine the Great invited them to Russia. But eventually, 23 families found their way here to central Kansas.
Their first move when they arrived was to put up something that they could use to worship, to pray, and to sing their religious songs. And so their first place of worship actually was a wooden cross that they erected in the middle of their community.
The Catholic community sat adjacent to the Protestant English community of Victoria. The English gave the Catholics land in town for a church building. As more families came, the church grew as well. Ivan Warner is also a parishioner at the most recent church, built here about 100 years ago.
It was important that the whole family attend, and they wanted to attend together. And yes, they did fill it. I read an article in one of the papers from that date that said all of the Herzog Township, of where this cathedral is built, was Catholic at the time, and they also drew many from the surrounding areas.
When Ivan says they filled the church, that's 1,100 seats worth of people. The town of Victoria barely numbered 1,200 itself. The grand structure is still noted on many road atlases today as the Cathedral of the Plains, the largest building of its kind when it was built. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Victoria, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.